The easy time in the meeting was the short debate over banning those microbeads increasingly common in personal care products. In 6 months, when the ban approved unanimously takes effect, many of those products may not be on area store shelves. Microbeads are a problem because they go right through sewage treatment plants and into waterways and into fish. Mills says clean water is too important an asset to ignore problems.
You look down the thruway to Cleveland, Ohio, and then a little further down to Toledo, and you see this green mess, which is called algae. It's a direct result of not monitoring your waterways and allowing phosphates and chemicals to enter Lake Erie, causing massive problems with your fishery down there and your ability to swim, and also public safety and drinking water.
Mills moved off the chairman's podium to push the legislation. Then legislators moved into two big fights, with the majority caucus opposing the recently approved slow rising of the minimum wage for some fast food restaurants to $15 and trying to force County Executive Poloncarz to attend a committee meeting to talk about continuing problems in child protective services. Legislator Ted Morton says the county executive is the constant in the issue.
We've had too many children die under the auspices of Child Protective Services, and it's something we are fortunate. A while has gone by before there's been any other tragedies. But again, the rate of improvement, in my opinion, has been far too slow.
The county has spent millions adding a lot of managers and caseworkers in CPS, but many don't stay, and the caseload continues to grow. Poloncarz has refused to attend a special legislature session just to talk about CPS. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.